Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Well, hello again, everybody, and welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the internet marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Wednesday, July 9th, 2014. This is episode 80 of Thinks Out Loud. My gosh, we've done 80 of these already. That's just crazy to me. You know, I say this every week. I just want to say how glad I am you tune in every week. You really make it worth doing. I just appreciate it to no end. There is just, as you might imagine, so much good stuff to talk about today. You know, and I don't want to, as they say in the news media, I don't want to bury the lead. There was a crazy story that, this is not me bragging, this is not me humble bragging, this is me stating that I knew this day was coming. You've heard me talk about the fact that this day is coming. And when I say this day, what I mean is this, is Search Engine Watch had an article that shows that for the first time, mobile traffic on the internet has passed desktop traffic on the internet. So I've been saying for a long time about how big mobile is getting and how big mobile is going to be and how big mobile will become and all that. And here we are, and now it's actually bigger than what you see from desktop. Just as a, in terms of total traffic, mobile has outpaced desktop. It's bigger than desktop, which is just crazy. And Search Engine Watch has this, you know, unbelievable set of statistics about how people are using mobile. Now, they're looking at it very much from a B2B focus. So they say that 92% of executives own a smartphone that they use for business. 77% of those executives use their smartphone to research a product or a service for their business. 93% will purchase that product via the internet using a laptop or desktop. And 86% use their tablet, and 72% use their smartphone to conduct research for products or services for their business. So the point there being that whether you're in a B2B market or you're a B2C market, you know, you're just seeing this huge, huge shift of people to mobile. Now, if you look at data from Mobile Commerce Daily, they've got a finding that talks, they're really talking about email marketing, but they say that how mobile is also playing a significant role in the amount of traffic to e-commerce sites, with 47% of visits to online stores coming from mobile's devices in the first quarter of 2014. And that number has increased from only 3% at the beginning of 2010. So in just about 4 years, that number has gone up, what, 15 times what it was? I mean, that's ridiculous, and is now about half. Now, some segments, some customer groups are more mobile than others. We know this. This is not news, right? But the other thing we know is that the customers you want to pay attention to now, that you want to be not preparing for, but that you want to be paying attention to, is the next generation of customers. And I want to be really clear, when I say that you want to pay attention to the next generation of customers, it doesn't mean you ignore your existing customer base. You know, if you still get most of your business or a chunk of your business or a big chunk of your business from baby boomers or Gen X, you're not discounting them. You're not disregarding them. You also need to recognize the fact that for many businesses, millennials now represent anywhere between 10 to 25 to 40% of your customer base. And that number's just going to grow in the coming years as boomers age out of the marketplace, and because of the fact that Gen X is not that big a demographic segment. The other thing we know to be true is, you know, I always joke that technology is hereditary. We get it from our kids. If you think about how you use tech today, no matter what your age is, if you have kids, and your kids are, you know, past the age of reason, right? 12, 13, 14 years old or older, your kids are influencing some of your behaviors, right? You're now texting people that you didn't text 10 years ago. One, because texting wasn't a big deal then. And two, nobody you knew texted. Well, now if you've got kids, it's probably the only way you talk to them, particularly if they're old enough to be out of the house, right? Yeah, I mean, like out with friends and things like that. You know what I mean? And so this customer segment of millennials isn't just a behavior, you know, defining the sets of behaviors for their own generation. They're causing other generations to adapt as well. And that creates these opportunities where you have to think about how people are going to be using tech today and tomorrow and the day after that, you know, and in the next couple of years. But when already half of internet traffic is on mobile, mobile's here, right? It's not something that's off in the future. It's not something to prepare for down the road. It's something to acknowledge and deal with today. So, for instance, one of the things that marketing charts shows is that 2 out of 3 millennials use mobile apps while they're shopping in the stores. Now, think about that. If you've got millennials in your stores, 2/3 of them, 65, 66, 67% of them are using their mobile while they shop to either check reviews or check ratings or check prices or text their friends and say, hey, what do you know about this? That's a big deal. And I say text. They're probably Snapchatting their friends. They're probably Instagramming their friends, taking a shot of this and sending it to their friend and saying, hey, what do you think of this product? What do you think of this thing? Right? They're reading reviews on places like Yelp or places like TripAdvisor or places like Angie's List or places like Amazon to see what others think of the product that they're evaluating or the service that they're evaluating or the restaurant that they're evaluating. They may be checking their email to see if, in fact, there's a coupon that's been emailed to them that might be a better deal somewhere. Again, going back to the Mobile Commerce Daily data I highlighted before, email is driving 27% of the sales that come from mobile. That's huge. That is absolutely massive. By contrast, the Mobile Commerce Daily piece talks about the fact that social on mobile is driving 0.6%. Now, because of things like reviews and because of things like texting their friends or Instagramming their friends or tweeting their friends or Snapchatting their friends, I think that number is ludicrously low and fails to acknowledge the actual behaviors your customers are taking. But it is reasonable to say that email is absolutely, absolutely big. You know, so things you've got to watch. I talked about this in a post earlier this week for my regular Travel Tuesday post about the various realities of today when it comes to how you market. And these apply, not all of them apply across all verticals, but there are a handful that do. One of them is mobile is here now. It's not the future. It is today. The second is that millennials have arrived and you ignore them at your peril. You ignore them at your own risk. They're just a huge market and getting bigger by the moment. Other channels, another thing to be aware of, is some channels that we've used to market have gotten more expensive, things like search. Now I realize I'm kind of shifting gears for a moment, but hear me out. As your customers move to mobile, they're tougher to reach. There are fewer search placements. We have terrible attribution models for how people use mobile cross-device and cross-channel. And so search on mobile doesn't look as attractive as it might. You add in apps, and we don't even know how much people are using, you know, the Amazon app or the TripAdvisor app or the Booking.com app or the Zappos app or the eBay app to find things that they might have been looking at in your store and perhaps purchase them there. That's driving up the cost of search, making it because you're competing with a larger set of people for a declining group of customers in those channels. And so that's making it more expensive. So you have to look at what actually works to reach those customers. And clearly, email is one of those. Which leads to something I've talked about a ton, which is your data matters. Now, there's a lot to be said for getting syndicated data. There's a lot to be said for getting data from other sources and seeing what you can learn from it. But no data is going to be more valuable to you than your data, because it's going to give you real insights into what your customers are doing, what makes your customer buy, what helps your customer buy, what works when you talk to your customer. If you're growing your email list, it helps you get your own group of customers that you can talk to much more inexpensively, much more simply, much more readily, and on things like mobile, more easily than your competition can talk to those same people. So that's really huge. And then finally, of course, you've got to think about how people are reviewing you, how they're talking about you in social, how they're talking about your products and your services and what you offer your customers and the value that you offer your customers. So as you think about the future, you know, the future's now. The future is today. Mobile is here. It's huge. Millennials are here. They're huge and getting huger. Your customers are using these technologies to learn about you at the time of purchase because they're carrying the internet in their pocket. Your job is to step up now and say, how do I help my customers do what it is they're trying to do? Answer their questions. Make sure my website works when they come to it from a mobile device. Make sure that I'm reaching out to them via email and helping them actually stay connected with my brand through channels like email regularly. Yes, maybe start exploring, are there opportunities to use apps the right way? For some of you, that's going to be a good idea. For some of you, it's not, but something to think about. And think about how you get the right data around your customers about what influences their purchases. Because these folks are here today, and hopefully they will be here for a long time with you. They'll certainly be here for a long time. I mean, when most millennials are not yet 30, right? They've got 30, 40 years of purchases ahead of them. They're going to be making them from somebody. Why not you? Okay, looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time for this week. As ever, I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I really do appreciate you making time each week to give us a listen, give me a listen. I want to remind you, you can subscribe to the podcast. You just have to go to timpeter.com/podcast and go ahead and click on the subscribe link in any of the episodes that you find there. You can, of course, subscribe in iTunes or Stitcher Radio or your favorite podcatcher, whatever it might be. Just do a search for Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud. Tim Peter Thinks or plain old Thinks Out Loud. We should go ahead and show up right there for you. And of course, speaking of email, you can email me at podcast@timpeter.com. Again, that's podcast@timpeter.com with your comments, your questions, your concerns, any thoughts you may have about anything we talk about here related to the local, mobile, social web, e-commerce, etc., the whole nine yards, how it all ties together. With that, I want to thank you all again for tuning in. It is so great having you here. I hope you have a great rest of the week, a fantastic weekend, and I look forward to seeing you right back here on Thinks Out Loud next week. Take care, everybody.